Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, hit, and run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
All right, 100.7 Star Bubba Show in the Morning. Hits all day. Always available on the Odyssey app. By the way, you don't have to miss even a second of Billy Porter. All you have to do is download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Many are listening today on that.
You think?
I know many people that are listening on the Odyssey app with Billy today.
So let's start with your book.
Yes.
So let's talk, and that's part of the reason why you're in town this weekend.
Yes.
So let's talk about the book and how they can see you.
So I wrote a book, a memoir.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Unprotected. It's about my life. And the Greater Pittsburgh Festival of Books. I think it's the first one.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's going to be held at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in East Liberty. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I have to look at my phone because my schedule is so busy. Y'all have the info. Y'all have to have the info.
I have it. We have it.
You'll be there at noon.
Speak it, because I don't know.
Okay, he's going to be there at noon tomorrow.
Yes, I'm going to be there at noon.
Now, it is free to the public, but you did have to pre-register, and you might
and
be able.
And she sold out.
Yeah, of course, exactly. But it was PittsburghBookFestival.org. 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock. There are 30 authors and poets, but of course, Billy's at noon at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater tomorrow.
I'm at noon.
You are
and
at
I
noon.
Think there's an hour of me talking,
yeah.
And then
one.
An hour of, or and then I have to sell some books,
yes.
And y'all have to help me get on the New York Times bestseller list. I'm not on it yet. The book came out in October. Come on, people.
Let's
wait
go.
A second.
Let's
how are
get
you
it
not?
Out.
How are you not there?
You know, it's a slow. Everything's a slow climb. It's okay. I've learned patience. It will be there. The good thing about books is they don't go nowhere, and then you could be on the New York Times bestseller list 10 years after you
right.
release
oh, wow.
it. It's okay.
So what motivated you to decide to put your life story on paper?
Somebody
suggested it.
Yeah. Somebody came to me and was like, you should write a memoir. And I was like, I'm too young to write a memoir. And they're like, and they're like, no, there's a difference between biography, autobiography, mm-hmm. and memoir.
Oh, okay.
They cross sometimes and they seem very, very similar, but a memoir is actually about a very specific theme.
Okay.
Whereas a biography is generally a cradle-to-grave narrative of somebody's life.
What is the theme for your memoir?
Unprotected. And how to survive that kind of trauma. You know, my hope is that through my story, you know, I have been on a more healing path, and I've been set free of a lot of trauma and shame, and hopefully people reading my book will be set free too, you know.
I love this.
Is there any was there a moment where you realized that you were free?
Yes.
Or did it evolve slowly over time?
I think it's an evolution, and I think I have moments of really being very free. And still some moments of shame, but now I can identify it and move through it and navigate. It's almost the year anniversary. May 19th will be the year anniversary of when I came out as HIV positive mm-hmm. to the world on the cover of The Hollywood Reporter.
I remember that.
Yep.
May 19th. And that was a real turning point for me, just in terms of healing and
cathartic.
The release of shame. Mm-hmm. And that happened because I was able to sort of move through a lot of it in the writing of the book. You know, so like, as an artist, we get to, you know, we get to work through stuff in ways that I think are really profound. So I feel really blessed and I'm excited to share live and in person.
So when you're there tomorrow, will you just be discussing your book? Will you be reading excerpts from your book? What will happen?
I don't know.
I'm just showing up tomorrow.
Listen, then you fit kind of on Bubba's show because every morning we walk in the studio, we're like, hey, what are you doing?
I don't know.
I'd let the
universe tell me what to do. I'm going to have a book. I know I'll read a little section probably if they want me to, and then I'll just sit down and ask questions. Somebody will interview me, will ask questions. It's going to be like a party.
Do you ever get nervous?
I do.
What makes you nervous?
This speech I have to do on Sunday for these kids at Carnegie Mellon when I get my honorary doctorate.
Mal, did you hear that?
That speech. I just threw that in.
Billy Porter is getting his honorary doctorate from CMU.
I'm taking notes if you haven't noticed.
My alma mater.
How about that?
I know, it's fabulous. And I have to write a speech. And
Wait. Have to or have already?
Have to.
Ooh,
I'm in the middle of it.
My mom can help.
No. I'm in the middle of it. I've been writing it for 9 months.
Nine months.
I've been in the middle of it. It's not a panic. It's not a last minute thing.
Okay. Billy's going to leave Bubba's show. What do I want to say on Sunday?
It's not a last minute thing.
Okay, good. Okay.
But I do, you know, when I do these things, I do like to make sure that I'm talking about what's going on in the world in the moment.
Yep.
So there are, you know, I start with the broader ideas and then I focus it and I try to focus it down and hone it in on like what happened this morning.
Wow.
You know, like it's, you know, you have to just like, you know, and so it's like with all the stuff going on in the world, all the political stuff, all the war stuff, it's like it changes every day.
Every day.
I'm talking to young people, you know, and the goal is to inspire. And, you know, it's hard to be inspiring in a world right now where it's just not really inspiring right now. But I have to talk to the kids and tell them the truth. You know, it's our responsibility as the adults to tell our children the truth. For real. And the truth is not always pretty. The truth is not pretty right now. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's all right. Mm-hmm. We're all in it together, but I'm not going to stand up on this dais and lie to you.
Wow.
I'm not going to do that. So
Don't expect it.
Mm-hmm. I'm really going to tell you the truth. And the truth is difficult right now.
Wow.
I wish I had better news. And the greatest light. The brightest light comes out, cracks forth from the darkest, darkest places.
I gotta sit down.
It's always been that.
Yeah, of course.
That's the good news, right? That's the part that we have to remember in this time. We've been here before. Stranger things have happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
Generation after generation has had their stuff. It's okay. And the messaging has to change because I think for our generation, you know, I know at least for me, I'll just talk for me, and this is about this is sort of the focus of my speech. You know, we shall overcome, right? A change is going to come. There was this, in my mind, there was this idea that we arrive somewhere. Frederick Douglass said, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. You don't arrive anywhere in life. You're always growing. We're always growing. We're always evolving. The circle of life does this. So you're going to come back around to the complicated. It's going to come back around to the complicated, y'all. That's just the circle of life.
It's true, though.
This is
it's
so good.
True.
It's
and so,
so
when,
true.
And so when we reframe the work inside of that, then we can take care of ourselves better. And not be fatigued, not get like activist fatigue, and not because you realize, oh, I got to do this my whole life. This month, I need to take a break and take care of myself. You know what I mean? So we don't get burned out. I think we have gotten burned out. We've gotten fatigued, and we don't have time for that. Nobody. We don't have time for that right now.
We just got a sneak peek of one of the best speeches ever on Bob Show.
We're talking to Billy Porter live in the studio.
Fired up!
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove. No problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.